Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Millennials Are Cruising.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
So we saw this story on TV a couple months ago about cruising and how a lot of cruise ships are really gearing towards millennials. And we saw this one ship that has all these, a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of really cool things. Do you remember that with the, they had like the ride you can go on and stuff like that over the ship. And there's all kinds of things like that. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I think anybody would kind of, you know, enjoy that stuff. So I started investigating because we've gone on cruises before separately. We haven't gone on a cruise together. But cruising hasn't always been my favorite thing to do. And we even just have a friend who's a blogger who's on a cruise, right, or was just on a river cruise, that they said they were easily the youngest people on the on the cruise. And I think that's what you see a lot of times and you experience. So we started investigating, seeing, well, actually, are there actual numbers to back it up? And what other cool, you know, ships are out there that are gearing up towards millennials and anybody else that, that really, you know, for that matter, enjoys other things to do than just, you know, the typical cruise stuff. And we actually found some numbers.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, we've done a lot of podcasts on cruising. And I think, you know, it used to be either you went on like a total booze cruise type, you know, like 3-day, you know what I'm thinking, talking about. Or you went on like a luxurious cruise and you maybe you were like the only young people on that cruise, which there's nothing wrong with it. But there seem to not be too many different flavors for cruising. And I think the cool thing now is that these cruise lines are going, okay, wait a minute. Like, we really want millennials cruising with us. And the numbers back it up to prove that that's actually the case.
Well, they're also just more about the experience, which I think this is what travel is these days, too. Before, it was like, you drink a lot, eat a lot, and then you go on an excursion on, you know, on a, and they still have a cruises that are plain like that. But there's a lot more, like, experiences these days.
Yeah. So some interesting numbers. So in 2017, 25.3 million people are actually expected to cruise. That's up from 22.34 million in 2014 and 17.8 million in 2009. So obviously it's trending towards more and more people, you know, wanting to take advantage of these cruises.
Right. And the biggest number we have found was
that 53% of millennials say they're actually planning on taking a cruise in the next 2 years. That's more than Gen Xers, baby boomers, any of the other generations.
That's big. I did not think it would be like that.
Yeah, and I think it really is, I don't know, like a catch-22. I think the cruise ships are, you know, coming out with these really interesting features. I think cruising is also affordable, really affordable, right? And even on some of the bigger cruises, they're doing some killer deals, like two for ones on cruises I never thought would do that kind of thing. So I think that, you know,
and they're going to a lot of really great destinations too, whether you want to go to the Caribbean or Europe or wherever.
Right, exactly. And in fact, a recent study by CLIA recently found that millennials are embracing cruise travel more than ever, rating it better than land-based vacations and all-inclusive resorts, which I think kind of really shocked me. And so, like we said, these cruise companies are really spicing up their ships. I mean, think things like surf simulators on Royal Caribbean, rock climbing walls and spin and yoga classes on Norwegian cruise lines, you know, onboard cocktail mixologists, DJs. New ships are being redesigned. So, you know, they're really trying, I think, up the ante on cruise ships and, you know, look at them a little bit differently.
Yeah. And so when we started looking at this, we're like, okay, well, who's really doing something that's really innovative? So we came up with a list of like what's hot and who's really doing some unique things. And river cruises have really grown. A lot of now companies that weren't even into river cruising are really launching ships and having destinations there. So a company called Uniworld, and they have Uniworld Boutique River Cruises Collection is what their full name is. And U, the letter U, by Uniworld is their new line that they're going to be launching in 2018 next year. And they have two ships that they're going to have what they call the A and the B, and they'll have accommodations for 120 passengers. Each will have black exteriors, sleek design, communal spaces, decktop lounges. And, of course, you can't have a cruise ship without a DJ, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the cool, I mean, I've wanted to do a river cruise, like, forever now. And a lot of people have said, like, river cruise? Why would I want to do a river cruise? But I think, you know, I'd been on a smaller cruise in Europe. And the cool thing about river cruises is, because it's going down the river, like, it can go to all of these unique destinations that maybe you couldn't get to otherwise.
They do that too. And what they're doing too, and specifically this cruise line talks about on their website, that they actually will stop their stops, their ports of calls in each of the big cities that they stop are going to be in the city center. So you're going to be, you're right in the middle of, they go to places like Paris, Amsterdam, Budapest. So, you know, they stop and boom, you're right in the middle of the city center. And I think that's key. And especially if you've never been to Europe, or maybe you've been to one or two places or something like this, where this will knock out a bunch of cities And it will also give you the lay of the land. And then maybe that encourages you to go, hey, you know what? I want to go back and spend more time in Amsterdam. And I want to go, you know, spend some more time here or whatever and stuff. So, you know, they had a really cool quote on the U by Uniworld website. We're reinventing the travel industry with U, a fresh approach to cruising for 21 to 45 year olds. So, and they're actually saying they kind of want to have an age limit on this, that you know, that's the environment they want to have. And their motto is travel all over the world and unpack once.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that the 21 to 45 year old thing is super cool, because if you look at a lot of the advertising for river cruises, there's a lot of people with gray colored or white colored hair on it. And again, not that you're not going to have a good experience, but I think, you know, with them coming out with this fresh approach, this new approach, you know, it's not a booze cruise, right? But it's your peers. It's people who want this adventure type vacation.
Yeah. Well, I think too, like a lot of times when you go on a cruise and you go on the excursions or you on the day of when you're at whatever port you're at, a lot of times they can be, especially when they're geared towards older people, that, you know, they're tours.
And you get on a shuttle bus, exactly. stop A, stop B.
Exactly, you do all that stuff. These are now a lot more experiences. So a lot of these cruises have, so say you have a culinary experience and you go with one of the ship's chefs, which a lot of times these days are top chefs, which we'll get to a little bit later in this podcast. But you could actually go shopping with the chef, and you have you know, really cool culinary experiences. They have a wine. The U by Uniworld will have a wine tasting in a 12th century monastery where they shoot Game of Thrones. You know, so right. I think that's really cool too. So those are really cool experiences that they have. What else did we find out as well?
Well, you know, a lot of the traditional cruise lines are the ones that are kind of, I think, going, wait a minute. So Carnival Cruise Lines, one that, yeah, I mean, we'll typically think of as booze cruise, right? They're going to introduce a new ocean medallion. And so, you know, Princess Cruise Lines are coming out with kind of a new cruise line. And these trends now, they're going to start having things like wearable devices where you can unlock the cabin doors. You can enable your ship purchases. They also act as a navigation device because some of these ships are huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to allow friends and waiters and other things like that to find passengers. So it's almost going to be like you have a Fitbit on, more or less. And, you know, that's what you kind of use to maneuver around the ship and pay for things and different things like that. So it's really just, I think, bringing technology into the way we cruise, which I'm shocked that it hasn't been like that before. I mean, if you've been on a cruise, like, you can barely use email. You basically have to tell, like, everybody, okay, I'll see you in a week when I get off the ship, because it's just so expensive. So I like that they're doing technology. And then in June, just past June, a 5,700 passenger MSC ship from MS Cruises launched with an interactive bracelets, much like the other cruise lines are doing, that do the same things. They unlock the cabin doors, purchases, and they have new shows from Cirque du Soleil. So, I mean, I think they're...
And that's legit right there. I think that's pretty cool. It's
yeah.
Not your typical Broadway stuff, which is good too. But
right. Or whatever other kind of wonky
cheesy, yeah,
stuff
exactly,
is
exactly.
on the cruise line that you just go to because it's like, all right, I'm on this big thing in the middle of the ocean. Might as well have an activity to do.
Right. And then Celebrity Cruises has this really interesting thing. They're launching on one of their cruise ships. And I'm too dense. I don't understand this. What is this? They call their magic carpet thing?
Yeah. So it's a cantilevered platform the size of a tennis court. And
that's
it's
a big $5 word.
Yeah. It's going to move from deck to deck. So essentially, if you think cantilevered, it's something that's sort of like suspended, right? And it's a walkway that's going to take you to tenders, an outdoor terrace, and pool deck, you know, all sorts of things. So it's
all the way up on deck 14 too. I mean, that's a should be,
yeah,
a big,
so I mean
too.
It's if you think of something like you might see it like Disney World or something like that, I mean it literally is like a platform that's gonna, you know, move you around this gigantic ship.
Right. One of the things I saw in my research here that Royal Caribbean actually launched an app, talk about technology and stuff like that, that you could actually track your luggage, reserve offshore excursions before you actually get into those port, book activities like skydiving. They actually have skydiving and stuff like that on ships. That's on their Quantum of Seas. It has the first skydiving simulator on any cruise ship, which I think that's really cool. And that goes along with, too, with like the surf simulators and all different stuff. But also, Royal Caribbean, they're stepping it up big time on their Harmony of the Seas ship. It's really millennial focused. I mean, they're really considering this one. It's a huge ship. I think they said it's also their biggest ship that they have. They have a zip line. They have a surf simulator. They have an ultimate water slide, which is this gigantic, and we'll have a picture on the website of the giant fish head that you kind of go in and then down these tubes and everything like that, which I think is awesome. So it's actually one of the tallest water slides on a ship. And then they have an escape room on the ship, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a little... I don't know. I'll probably feel a little claustrophobic on the ship, but possibly, I get the whole...
But they also have, too, talk about technology again, a bionic bar with... I think other ships have this as well, other cruise lines have this, but they have a bionic bar that robotic bartenders actually serve you cocktails.
Yeah, that's really cool. So the last two trends that's what's hot are two things that I like. So Ritz-Carlton is one of the most beautiful hotel chains. If you've ever had a chance to stay at a Ritz-Carlton, it's pure luxury. I mean, from customer service, from literally the moment you walk in the door. A lot of times people are like, why would you even stay at one of those luxury hotels? Well, there is just something about the way they treat you as a customer, I should say, that is second to none, you know. And a lot of times you can find deals at Ritz-Carlton's in places where it's super hot, you know, or it's super cold and people don't want to go there. And so usually that's my trick at, you know, staying at one of those luxury properties for less. But they're launching a new fleet of super yachts.
Yeah, they're calling them super yachts, actually.
In 2019.
They'll be smaller and stuff, but...
Yeah, but...
You can start booking next year, but they're launched in 2019.
You know, I mean, if you have the pocketbook to afford that, I would imagine that's probably a really awesome way to start cruising. And then Virgin is launching a hipper and cooler line of cruise ships. We don't know what that's going to be yet in 2018. Yeah,
they haven't really given a lot of details on there, but they're going
to... But it'll be true to the Virgin brand. Exactly. If you've ever flown Virgin or anything like that, you know, it's just, again, like a different way of doing things.
Yeah, and a press release that I got, that they talk about that they're more experience-based, more, you know, you really want to, when you travel, you're not just going to just see this as your cruise by things, you're going to actually experience things, and it's a lot of things we talked about. One other thing about cruising that I found was totally interesting, you can actually find love on a cruise. Of course you can, because, you know, if you look at the old you know, reruns of The Love Boat on the Pop Network or something like that.
It's all about finding love.
It's always about finding love. But you could actually go on a cruise, which I had no idea. I mean, I've heard of singles cruises, but I didn't really realize that it was really a thing. Singlescruise.com is a cruise company that catering to single passengers. They host cruises based on, you know, different age groups, including millennials, which is a big part of, you know, them trying to draw in younger cruisers as well. And they have different cruises throughout different cruise lines and stuff like that, which I thought that was totally interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, if dating through an app doesn't work, finding love through an app, I should say, or finding love any of the traditional ways, forget about that, right?
Right.
Why not go on vacation and try and find love?
Yeah, or maybe just find some other stuff. Like, as the cruise company we mentioned before, MSC Cruise Company, it's an Italian line, and they provide condoms, they provide pregnancy tests, lubricants, the morning after pill by prescription. If it's really one of those kind of cruises,
it's a hookup.
They have stuff, you know, and they have
sometimes you forget stuff. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how enthusiastic I would be about going to like the concierge and saying, oh, by the way, can I have some lubricant? But you know, hey,
exactly. I think we found an actually interesting stat about when people actually find love.
Yeah, so Bon Voyage Cruises found that 14% of cruise passengers say that they found love on the waves. Ah, oh, so romantic. With 41% saying that they are still with the partner, a little bit shocking, and 12% actually marrying them.
Those are decent numbers.
It's kind of interesting.
So if you're listening out there and you're like, hey, you know what? I want to go meet my husband or wife or husband and whatever and go, hey, I want to mate my cruise, man.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly a story to tell.
You knock out a vacation and a spouse.
And you find a spouse. Wow.
Exactly. So the last thing we want to talk about cruising, and by the way, the reason why we're doing this cruise, because we've actually said, hey, you know what? Maybe we should actually go on a cruise. Like, maybe we should, there's too many cool ones these days. So, you know, and one of the things we love is food. I mean, who doesn't love food, especially these days?
And, you know, honestly, normally on cruises, like, I'm just not enthusiastic. I mean, there's a lot of
food, but it has not always been the greatest.
The big cruise lines, not until the last few years. I mean, Going on cruise to have good food really wasn't why you were going on the cruise. So.
More about quantity instead of quality. Yeah. So, but now it's completely different. Princess Cruise Line, they actually have an experience with Chef Curtis Stone, the great Australian chef. You see him on TV all the time. They have a 6-course fine dining experience on their ship right there. They have a few different ships for Princess. They have and then he also has a couple different restaurants on Princess Cruise Line. There's also other celebrity chefs that also have restaurants on several different Princess Cruise Lines, which I think is really great.
Yeah, yeah, and like Royal Caribbean has Chef Jamie Oliver's restaurants on several of their ships. So I think that
his Italian restaurant.
Yes, the cruise lines are finally waking up to like this food thing, this food revolution that's happening with millennials.
And they will also have different special cruises. They'll actually have those chefs on board at times,
right?
Or other chefs, or other celebrity chefs, or they'll have special culinary cruises.
Well, and I think especially with Instagram and Snapchat and all that. Taking off for millennials. I mean, we're really driving that revolution. Like, we take pictures of food.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a cruise line's like, hey, we want you to take pictures of our food. And we want this food to be good, not, you know, a picture of some buffet that does not look very appetizing.
Exactly. One of the things I thought was really interesting with Regent Seven Seas Cruise Line, in their premium ships, you can actually customize your own dinner. And I talk about an experience. I mean, you can actually go, hey, I want this, I want this, and there you go, make it.
Right, exactly.
I want some filet mignon and some lobster and this, and go make it. And so in their main restaurant, you could actually get a custom-designed dinner for you. I think that's cool.
Yeah, and their new luxury ship, the Silver Muse, it's a tongue twister, will also feature 26 different food concepts and 8 different dining venues. So you have a lot of choices on these bigger ships, which I think is one of the reasons why a lot of people like them. The next ship, the Windstar.
Is that one of the ones you've been
yes,
on?
Yes, I've been on Windstar, and honestly, I cannot say enough about Windstar. I loved it. I went from France down to Italy along the coast. It was just an amazing experience. It's a smaller motor yacht. It's a 5-sail motor yacht, and you can sit with whoever you want for dinner. They had like an amazing outdoor grilled lobster buffet. They had chocolate buffet, but like really good food. So they have a new partnership with the James Beard Foundation. And they're going to offer signature recipes from James Beard chefs with cooking demos and tastings and all sorts of things like that. So their food was already great.
Yeah, right. It was already great.
And now it's even better.
I mean, because the James Beard Foundation, what we're talking about is the best chefs in the country. And with the James Beard, they have it in different regions and stuff like that. So I'm sure they're going to just get really cool ones and all kinds of different, cuisine in different regions, and I think that's really cool. I like that idea a lot, and we definitely have to go on there. But also too, besides just James Beard, you can also enjoy a complimentary culinary experience at a Michelin starred or highly renowned local restaurant on many of the Crystal cruises as well too. So you go someplace around the world, and you actually can go in a Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's going to be long before some of these specialty cruise ships have Michelin star restaurants on there with a chef that actually wins the award on the ship. That's, I think, super exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of things. Like, you can, you know, discover local cuisine by exploring food markets, vineyards, restaurants, farms accompanied by the chefs from Oceania's premium ships. So, you know, there's a lot of unique experiences if you're into the food side of things, if you're into the cooking side of things, where you can kind of have the best of both worlds. Not only can you have great food on the ship, but then you can have all of these cool experiences off the ship in whatever port you're in, which I think just ups the level on it really being, you know, kind of a foodie paradise.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, just to close out that I think wherever you travel, all the investigating that we kind of did, it's like, wow, you can have this cool experience in the Caribbean, and here you can go wherever. And then, you know, especially in the Europe thing, I think is really fascinating to me too. Like I said, you know, we go on the ports of call and it's going to be in the city center. Now you get to go explore that whole city and, you know, whatever you want to do besides just food and, you know, everything that you've always wanted to do there. And then they also have excursions from the ship, like, that are really geared towards an experience in that city too.
Yeah, you know, I'm really thinking we need a Millennial Money cruise.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we need to pull that together, because we need to experience all of these awesome things together.
Yeah, so like you said, a lot of these that we mentioned are launching in 2018, so we'll have these links there. Check them out and go and plan your vacation next year. Right now is a perfect time to do that.
Yep.
Great Christmas presents.
Yep, and you can get lots and lots of great savings before the end of the year. So hop on that.